I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Sometimes you have to step up. Sometimes your family calls you. Sometimes the country calls you. And then sometimes planet Earth calls you. They can use your first name. They can use your whole name. They can call you a nickname, whatever it might be. But I step forward after millions reach out to me. Prove me wrong. And they said, can you give us the definitive Thanksgiving food list? Can you guide us to the best set of food possible for Thanksgiving? You know what I said? I turned it down over and over again. And finally, I said, I'm a patriot. I believe in America. I believe in planet Earth. And I am here to step forward, so you are welcome. Laura Oakes, who I know agrees with every single thing on the list, and that's why she's here to join us, and Dave Harrigan also agrees with every single thing on the list because they are patriots. I know you both have sent me handwritten notes, and you had them delivered to my house earlier today after seeing this list again at Chad Armageddon. I want to thank both of you for thanking me. Laura, you first. Want to expand and tell me?
I would like to say that the number one problem on your delusional list,
excuse me,
is the water chestnut. Nobody likes.
We're going to go one by one.
Water chestnuts.
Don't get ahead of yourself. Don't get ahead. That's not what the note said.
Oh.
The note said, "Thank you so much for helping me figure out what we're going to do tomorrow." That's the note I received. Dave Harrigan, you sent me the same note. You're going to stick with the note, right? You're not going to change your mind, are you?
I think you need to check on who's delivering your mail.
I only get the mail like every 2-3 days. You guys get the mail every day?
Yes.
Yes.
Why?
Because it's,
I mean,
there.
It's just junk mail.
Because that's what you're supposed to do. So the mailman
Wait a second. Where does it say that?
Well, you are. I mean, no. You can't leave a full mailbox and then make the mailman have a difficult time.
The mail should come every 3 days. You with me?
No.
We don't need it every
day. No, that's stupid.
Dave, every 3 days the mail should come.
It doesn't need to be 6 days a week. That might be overkill at this point. But every 3 days is ridiculous, particularly because that would mean that you would check it like once a month.
Mm-hmm. How about five days? How about on weekdays?
Twice a week. That's all we need, twice a week. Here is the best Thanksgiving food list, and again, I thank you. Number one is pecan pie. It is the greatest pie of all time. It is better than pumpkin. It is better than apple. You warm up pecan pie, and you do it right. And I know Charlie Weiss said the other day on this show that a Q-tip in the ear is one of the top three physical sensations of all time. Let me tell you, well, properly prepared pecan pie is better than a Q-tip in the ear. Laura, your thoughts on number one, pecan pie as the best Thanksgiving food?
No, thank you. Personally, it's too sweet for me. But I do love pumpkin pie, not pecan.
Laura doesn't like sweet, Dave. I mean, does she need to be taken off the set? Who doesn't like sweet?
It's too sweet. It's just too sweet. I like sweet stuff, but not when it's too sweet. I like a sweet, like a mild sweet, like a dark chocolate.
Who is preparing your pecan pie?
We're not even having pecan pie. We're having pumpkin pie.
When did you give up on joy? That'd be my next question.
Never. I am the most joyful person you will ever meet.
I don't know. I don't want any sugar in my life. That doesn't sound like a lot of joy to me. Dave Harrigan, pecan pie, number one. You're with me, right?
I had never had pecan pie until a couple years ago. I was always a little scared of it. Thought nuts in a pie was weird.
Scared of it.
It's very good. It is a very good pie. On Thanksgiving, though, I am sorry. I'm going straight for the pumpkin pie. And we do have somebody else that has called in to join the conversation, Chad.
Okay.
Let me just pull this person up.
Okay.
Go ahead, caller.
Three time zones away, and you can't steal my bit.
No, this one's credible. Okay. This one. This is not trolling for dollars.
First and foremost.
This is credibility.
Qatar called, and they'd like you to come celebrate Thanksgiving with them. Second.
I mean, the only you can't thing figure out what a sandwich is in your last food list, Blois Olson. So, I mean, come on.
I think it's amazing that I'm 3 hours away and I wake up to a text or a tweet from you trying to steal lists while I'm trying to take a day off. Get original.
Do you have any original thoughts?
Do you just steal stuff all the time? You're like the colonists. You're just stealing. You're trying to steal things.
I am like a colonist. You know what colonists were? They were heroes. They were willing to venture in there. You know, sometimes you see something and it's done improperly and you have to step in and do it right. You would not believe the accolades.
Empanadas.
Right.
We'll get to that. You can stay for a couple of these. Let's go to number two, stuffing. Blois, even you have to love stuffing. I prefer the spicy stuffing. As one of the whitest people on planet Earth, you probably like just boring blah stuffing. Is that right?
As long as it has onions and celery, it's fine.
Fine. Now, like, Laura, I mean, like, you know, come on. When you first saw Chris, you went, he's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Stuffing when it's done well is fine, right? It's not just fine. Laura, where do you stand on, as my father would call it, filling?
I like stuffing. I like to doctor it up a little bit with some green apples and some kind of nuts, like good nuts, like a pecan or something.
That's where the pecans can go.
Yes.
The pies don't need to be made.
Exactly.
Kidding me. They're the gold medal winner. Harrigan, filling. Where do you stand?
My side of the family makes the sausage sage stuffing. That is number one on the list. It is not even close. The stuffing that Laura makes sounds like the stuff my in-laws make, which is absolutely dreadful.
Right to your face, Laura. Dreadful.
How does that feel? I really don't care because you know what the honest truth is? I don't cook. I am not a cook. My husband is the cook.
It shows.
Thanksgiving, it does. We're going to my sister's. I don't have to worry about cooking anything. All I'm bringing is my special cranberry concoction, which I'll tell you about once you get to cranberries.
Cranberry. Well, we're not getting to them.
Cranberries aren't on the list because he's un-American.
Disgusting. Number three, empanadas are amazing. You need appetizers, Blois. You need an empanadas, and number four, rumaki, are the centerpieces. They are the core. They are the heart of the appetizers. Bacon wrapped around water chestnuts with soy sauce, and then empanadas. It's arousing. I mean, we like to, you know, it's an arousal level with the appetizers. Tell me you love empanadas and rumaki.
Rumaki is edible. It's not a Thanksgiving food. Second,
according to
what happened to deviled eggs and like just, you know, a carrot and celery tray? Veggies, cheese, charcuterie. No charcuterie on your list. What's wrong with you?
What kind of boring food do you eat? Deviled eggs and carrots, just like plain carrots just sitting there?
With a dip.
No, you put them in ranch.
Yeah.
Oh, ranch. Okay, ranch dressing is that's about as good as Carter's peeing idea in a bed. ranch dressing. Ugh, that is the whitest thing that you've ever offed up, and you are the whitest man in America.
Well, do you even put garlic in your mashed potatoes? Your lumpy mashed potatoes?
We're getting to them in a second. We have to take a break. If you'd like to stay, you can, from your exotic location, wherever it might be. Blois Olson is here, who offers up some of the worst lists ever known. So I had to step forward with the best Thanksgiving food list. If you'd like to chime in and just compliment me or offer just minor refinements, you can. 651-461-9226.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The tunes are absolutely stars. Bad Thanksgiving music, as if there's any good Thanksgiving music. We're reviewing the greatest food lists ever offered up, known to mankind. My best Thanksgiving food list. We're through four. Pecan pie is one. Stuffing two. Empanadas three. Rumaki four. Number five is lumpy mashed potatoes. Laura, I get the feeling you like those strained mashed potatoes where it's almost like liquid.
You are wrong.
Lumps. Give me, I like me some lumps.
I do too.
Give me lumpy mashed potatoes.
I love lumpy mashed potatoes. I'm with you on this one.
Dave Harrigan, lumpy mashed potatoes is five.
It's about time we agreed on something. Yeah, you got to have a little something in there.
Texture.
You don't just want to eat mush.
Yep. No. Number six is ham. Ham is phenomenal. I love it with a little orange glaze on it. Numerous ways to prepare it. We'll get to the other meat that some people like later, and I'll tell you what number that is on the list, but Laura, you strike me as a person who loves ham and agrees with me on number six.
Okay, I like ham in any other setting, but I don't believe it belongs at the Thanksgiving table. That is for you know what, which I know what the number is on your list. But
we're going to get to that.
Yeah, I know.
Dave, Laura sets up too many boundaries. She has to free herself. I feel like she's bound. She's trapped. She's been told what to do. Laura needs to live a little. She has to stop saying it's only for these days. Dave Harrigan, do you love ham? Do you want ham on Thanksgiving?
Well, ham is more of a Thanksgiving food than empanadas, we'll say
yes.
That. But, you know, among the pork family, and I love me some
your
pork.
Your family.
Ham's like the 10th best cut of pork. I mean, it's fine, but.
Not when it's done well. Okay. Who, again, is cooking your ham? Number seven. We need another dessert, apple pie. I once worked with a clown who said he didn't want any fruit in his pies. We dismissed him. We fired him. Apparently, he's got another show on the station. I don't pay any attention. Apple pie. You know what I believe in, Laura Oaks? America.
Mm-hmm.
That's why apple pie is number seven. Do you believe in America or do you hate America?
I believe in America. I do love apple pie. I think that's a good option at the Thanksgiving table after pumpkin. And those are the only two pies that should be allowed at the feast.
Oh, stop. Just absolutely stop. Harrigan, apple pie.
Pumpkin is still number one. And I believe it's the position of the show that apple crisp dominates apple pie. You don't need a pie. Get a crisp if you're going to apple it up.
See, Alec, listen. A lot of people think I won't branch out from my opinions. I'm stubborn. I do prefer apple crisp, but I know the masses like apple pie, so I'm willing to be flexible as I normally am. Sweet potatoes is eight. A few people suggested marshmallows in them.
Mm-mm.
I suggest that you go to prison. Okay. Okay. Get out of here with the stupid marshmallows. If marshmallows were eliminated from planet Earth, it'd be a better place. Where do you stand? Let's go Dave this time. Sweet potatoes.
I will grab a little sliver of the sweet potatoes, marshmallows or not. I can go either way, but it's really only just to be kind to the host or hostess. I don't want to waste the room in my stomach on that.
What is wrong with you? Number nine. What
about me?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I love sweet potatoes.
Thank you.
I don't love marshmallows, and I think the sweet potato adds a nice burst of color to everybody's plate.
Exactly. Dave hates color. Okay, that's what Dave is. I wrestle with this one. I probably should have offered gravy as number nine, but I kind of thought of gravy as a given. But that's my mind. Green. Listen, I'm a veggie guy. We got to have some veggies. It's better than a salad. Asparagus, of course, is the best vegetable, but I don't really think of asparagus in this case. So green bean casserole. Laura, where do you stand on green bean casserole?
I think it's delicious, but it has so much sodium in it from the cream of mushroom soup. That's the part I don't like. I'd rather have just a basic vegetable like Brussels sprouts or broccoli or green beans by themselves.
All are good, but Laura, you know, Laura's a traditional person, except when it comes to things she doesn't like as much. Listen, I'm not looking to eat that healthy on Thanksgiving, Harrigan. I know this is, let's go. Green bean casserole, Dave Harrigan. I'm guessing you hate it. That's my guess.
Well, I told you with sweet potatoes, I like to grab just a little bit to be kind to the host and hostess, show them I appreciate that. I do not reserve that kindness for green bean casserole. Give me about 12 helpings of stuffing before I'll even look at the green bean casserole, please.
And last on the list at number 99 is the overrated bird, turkey. It's so much work. It's the brining. It's the preparation. It's the smoking. It's flipping it upside down and spanking it. Whatever you folks do to your turkeys, just isn't that good. Just is not. And don't get me, well, you're not preparing it right. Nope. I've had multiple different versions by some excellent chefs in the family. Turkey, dull. Get out of here with it. Laura, go ahead and defend your beleaguered bird.
I love turkey. And at Thanksgiving, I love it smothered in mashed potatoes and dressing and gravy.
To cover for its bland taste.
It's a tad bland, but I still like it. And it's healthy and it's good for you. And it makes good leftovers. It makes great sandwiches. There's a lot you can do with turkey. You can put it in a soup. Soups are kind of my thing. I can't cook anything else, but I'm good at soups and scrambled eggs. But I think turkey is versatile and it's the tradition. It's just the tradition.
Dave, when you're defending a food item that it's good afterwards for other use, I think that tells you what you really think of turkey. Okay? I think
it means it's a five-tool food at your Thanksgiving feast. It's exactly
what it is. The first tool stinks.
No one's going to – I'm not going to make you love turkey. Clearly, that's not going to work. I think you're being fairly dismissive towards turkey, mostly because it is essential to the table to make the gravy, which you previously mentioned. Turkey gravy is better than any other gravy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not saying I have to eliminate it. I'm just saying for me, give me a couple slices just to the chef so I can go, I give him the finger pistols and say it's pretty.
Oh, God. That's a classy move at the Thanksgiving dinner table.
And then I do that again. I give not only the finger pistol, but I give him that. Among the texts, French silk pie.
Mm-hmm.
Harrigan, yes or no?
Absolutely yes. Right, Laura, behind pumpkin.
Prosciutto wrapped asparagus on the grill.
Oh, yes. That sounds fabulous.
Apple crisp or brownies with THC in them and sit back and let the games begin. Sign me up. No stuffing that's in the bird should be dressing. First of all, it's filling. Let's just go with filling.
Filling?
Banana
no,
cream pie is way better. Banana cream pie, Laura.
I like
phenomenal,
banana
right?
cream pie, not at Thanksgiving, though. That would be like an Easter thing.
Oh, Jesus. You're too cloistered. Collard greens a must. I love collard greens. Again, YouTube said not at Thanksgiving, though.
Mm-mm. I think you could get away with collard greens at Thanksgiving, sure.
Sauteed turkey liver and gizzards. Oh, my God. That is awful. Cornbread stuffing.
That's
delicious.
How about
mince? How about mince? Yeah, I'm still confused by what you're putting your stuff in, I gotta be honest. Mince meat pie. Harrigan, where do you stand on that?
I can go with a mince meat pie. Sure, why not?
No, 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 no. In other words, I have come up with the best list ever. Laura, Dave, thank you for complimenting me on the list. Excuse me? Don't think that was the right button I was hoping here.
Thank you, guys. Can we end this segment by remembering what Thanksgiving really is all about instead of having to
red wine.
Bow to your list about how great it is to just be together and be thankful for all that we have in the world, right? And each other.
Eh, Davis, that was about. Wow, I don't come off very good in that open. I got to be honest, Bill. I'm assuming Bill Guerin, Wild General Manager on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. You like the you're the hero in that open. I just sound like a dope in that.
I'm actually laughing about it. It's,
yeah, thanks.
That was I'm sure you do have a best friend.
I do. Oh yeah, that's right. We did debate that one best friend, or you said you have like 700 best friends. Okay, yeah. we're gonna finish with thanks.
Tell you this, before you start on Thanksgiving, I will say, you asked me one time about Christmas lights.
Yeah,
mine were up. They were up before Thanksgiving this year.
Oh, that's just honestly, you should take them down. Yeah. Take them down.
Well, I don't get
did
to call.
You?
All the shots.
Yeah. Did you put them up or do you get people coming?
We have people put them up.
I can't do it.
I can't either. There's too many and it's too high.
It's a
big lift.
Yeah. Well, last year they were all white. And so I've at least won this time because we're going to have some color. Do you like the all whites? Are you like, I want some reds. I want some blues. I just don't need all white.
Yeah, I like them all. We have all white. We have a neighbor with multicolored, and they look good. So long as you're in the spirit, I think it's good.
So if I come over and take a few down and say put these back up, Saturday, would that be a problem?
You will have to deal with my better half.
Yeah, so I'm good.
And that's worse.
I'm staying here. Okay, we'll get to one or two last items on Thanksgiving. But you make a deal. I prefer when you make news on the day you're going to be on. So if you can make this a pattern, I'd like it. You add Ryan Reeves, who's a very well-known player, big, physical. He's been in the league for a long time, 35. You get him from the Rangers where he wasn't playing too much. You had cap room when Jost was claimed by the Sabres. Knowing what was available, knowing the money you have available, why was Ryan Reeves the right guy?
First of all, I know Ryan Reeves from my time in Pittsburgh with him. He was there for a year. I like Ryan. He's a big personality. He's got a lot of swagger to him. He's very confident, and he's a very energetic, upbeat guy. And I think right now, at this point in time, we could really use that. I know, as a player, I know what his specialty is, but it's the other intangibles that he brings that I really feel that we're missing now. We're missing some jam. We're missing some swagger. We need some more excitement back in our locker room, some more energy. And I really think he supplies that.
The skeptic is going to look at this and say, come on, I've watched Ryan Reeves for a long time. He's out there to hit people. He's out there to protect your smaller players. He's out there to fight. But he's really not going to bring a lot of skill to the game. To those, you say what?
Yeah, you know what? That's fine. But we need certain things on our team. You know, at times you need a more skilled player. At times you need a bigger physical player. And right now we need a bigger physical guy, and we need some more life. We need some more jam to us. And I feel things are a little bit stale right now, and we just need some more energy. So that's why we acquired him. We still have a good amount of cap space that's going to accrue as we go along here, and we still have flexibility. I'm not done looking. I'm consistently looking at how to make our team better, but this is something that I really feel is going to help, push our team.
Do you think this team still needs, and every team would love a top level player, so I'll put that in perspective, but do you think this team in particular still needs somebody else that would play in your top two or three lines?
Yes, I do. To answer your question honestly, yes. Will we be able to get it? Hopefully at some point in time. Will it be in the next couple days? I doubt it. What I'd really like is for us to get healthy. Like really 100%, have Greenway back, have Hartman back, have all the guys that have, we've had guys missing, a considerable amount of time, and it'd be nice to just, get Fleury back, get everybody back. I know that's a lot to ask, but, Christmas is right around the corner, so I'm asking.
Hartman isn't close, though, right?
No, he's not. No, he's at least a couple weeks away.
I saw the footage of Fleury. Looked awfully good. Could we see him before this week is done?
Yeah, definitely. I'm hoping that's the case. I can't promise you, but that's what I'm hoping for.
When he was initially injured against Nashville, did you guys think it was worse?
I wasn't there. I was not at the game. I did not see what happened or see him after the game, how he was, behaving or feeling. But anytime you're talking about the injury that we're talking about, was you just get concerned, and you just don't want it to be anything more than it really is. And, but you just have to take your time and go through the right protocols and, make sure that the player is 100% healthy when he gets back. But you always worry about the guys. Getting hurt is being injured. You never know which way it can go.
While General Manager Bill Guerin is with us, Marco Rossi is a highly touted prospect. He had a very good year in Iowa. He had a very good preseason, so expectations were high. The points have not been there. He's been in and out of the lineup. Sounds like he's not playing tonight. Is he headed to Iowa to be better prepared to play in the NHL?
You know what? Marco has done a fine job. He has not lit the league on fire with his points. Obviously, I think everybody knows that. He has not hurt us defensively or in any other way. It's just that he's struggled to produce. I can't say if he's going to Iowa or not. That's something that we deal with privately, and you guys will find that out. I can't air that out here. But you know what? The good thing about Marco is that let me put it this way. A lot of young players that come into the league, you worry about them defensively, about their positioning, their commitment to the defensive zone. That's one thing that we're grateful that we don't have to worry about with Marco. He is committed to his defensive zone. He doesn't cheat. Maybe he should cheat a little bit more out there and try to produce a little bit more, but he's so responsible and so safe, and maybe it's too much, but you know, there are some really good qualities to Marco's game. But, yeah, we'd love to have him produce more. But, you know, he's still young and he's still figuring out the league and, you know, what he's got to do and how he's got to play. So it's our job to help him.
Wild take on Winnipeg tonight. It's a 6 o'clock start, so make note of that at the X. Just pick it up on Rossi. When I watch him and knowing the skill level he has, to me, he's been blending in. And I don't mean that like, and maybe that's a little bit what you're hinting at too. I just don't see the offensive skill that he has demonstrated as a kid to make him a number one draft choice when he's played internationally and last year in Iowa. Is that because he's putting too much effort on defense? Is that because he's new to the league? Is it his size? On that part of it, what stands out?
Yeah, I mean, it could be a combination of all those. I don't think it's his size. I would lean more towards the way he approaches the game and his responsibility. You know, and you know, he's had some chances too. Maybe it's just a matter of getting one or two and gaining confidence. You know, if you're not confident in this league, it's really tough to play. It's really tough to produce. So, you know, we've got to make sure that he's confident as well. We know it's in there. And look, hey, you look at other, you know, younger players around the league, maybe certain guys are playing better or producing more. We always have to keep in mind that these are different people. They're different human beings. They develop at a different rate, each and every one of them. So we have to just worry about Marco specifically and not worry about kind of what's going on around the league. We got to make, you know what, hey, Marco might be a responsible two-way player for 2 years or 3 years before he breaks out of it. You know, you look at Adrian Kempe in L.A. We were talking about him the other day. It took him 7 years to become the all-star player that he is right now. But L.A.'s been patient with him. They gave him chance after chance, and they just stayed with him. Now they got a heck of a player on their hands. And you know what? I'm not saying it's going to take him 7 years, but, like, we have to be really patient with him.
I wish I had more time. I got about 45 seconds. You can only eat one food tomorrow. Only one Thanksgiving food.
Stuffing.
Well, very good. Excellent.
My wife makes the best stuffing.
Excellent selection. You can only have one dessert tomorrow. What is it?
My daughter Grace is making it right now. Pecan pie.
Oh, you're my guy. You're my guy. Pecan pie is number one on my list. Stuffing is number two. Excellent. Excellent.
Yeah. What's number one on your list?
Pecan pie. Pecan pie.
Oh, pecan one. Pie. Oh, okay. I thought that was a dessert.
Yeah. No, I still put the desserts on the same list. So
yeah.
I got to have that right from the get-go. All right, I got to go. We're out of time. Have a happy Thanksgiving. We'll talk in a couple weeks.
Happy Thanksgiving. Take care.
Billy Guerin here on CCO.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.